The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Guidance from Above. You are not alone with Joe Homar. Joe will serve as your guide on the path to wellness by bringing you angelic awareness and healing as you seek self-discovery and connection to spirit. Now, here's Joe Homar.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today on my show, Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today I have a special guest, Kelly Ann Matuszkiewicz. Kellyanne is an energy healer, intuitive love coach, a certified holistic health coach, a Reiki master, and clairvoyant. She is gifted in deeply seeing and understanding the root cause of her clients' heartache and pain. While lovingly moving them through their past and the patterns, they are guided to remembering who they truly are. Kellyanne also sees what is available for her clients: happiness, joy, peace, and the desire for a better quality of life. Her healing process is a bridge to guide her clients to where they desire to live in their lives. Her mission is to guide people to reclaiming their most authentic self and powerfully create all they desire for their lives. Her coaching and healing programs are celebrated by grateful clients who have regained their self-confidence, learned to stand in their power, and healed their hearts to be open to love. With Kellyanne and her proven process as their guide, her clients have brought their business into a six-figure mark, attracted their ideal relationships, improved their physical and financial health, gained courage to step into their lives' desires, and fallen in love with their lives. They no longer feel overwhelmed, out of control, lonely, and afraid of their future. Please visit Kellyanne's website at www.kellyannecorey.com, or you can email her at hello@kellyannecorey.com. So please join me as I welcome Kellyanne. Hi, Kellyanne, are you there?
I'm here, Joe. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to be sharing with us all today your knowledge around the topic of self-love.
I'm excited to share it.
Wonderful. Now, to start off, I know you have quite a background which led you to the discovery of self-love for yourself. Yeah. Would you like to start there?
Sure. You said some of my background in the intro, but yeah, I think it's probably really important to share how this all unfolded for me.
Yes.
You know, I started off in, actually I was not really on a spiritual journey until about 11 years ago, and I was at a point where it felt like everything was falling apart, and I know that age 33 is a very spiritual number for people. Now I know this. I didn't know then, but my relationship of 11 years broke off. We were engaged, and I just felt like everything, like life was over. I wasn't happy in a corporate job I was in. It just felt like I didn't even know where to turn. And so I was just sharing with a friend that I knew that whatever was happening in my life right now was a bigger purpose, like something deeper. And the next day she came in and she had this flyer for a woman who did energy medicine. And I had a session with her, and it was phenomenal. It was the most, I left that office feeling like a totally different person. And after doing some work with her, she suggested that I go study energy medicine. And that's essentially where the journey began. I was healing my own self through, the breakup and the huge life changes, and I started to learn about the connection between the mind, the body, and the spirit. And then I went on to getting my Reiki mastership. And I started to learn more about the energy and how the body responds to our thoughts and our feelings and how physical aspects or emotional aspects, anxiety, depression, or even diseases show up in the body when the emotions aren't addressed. And I had struggled my entire life with weight. I would lose 20 pounds and I would gain 30. And then I would lose 25 and I would gain 40. And it was just this emotional and physical roller coaster of shame and embarrassment. And at one point in my life, before I even started any of this, I was able to lose 100 pounds and maintain 100-pound weight loss. So after I studied the energy medicine and the Reiki, I wanted to know more. So that's what brought me into holistic health. So understanding that, you know, it's not just about the food, you know, and it's not just about what's going on in one area of your life. We can't just look at one area. We have to look at all areas of your life.
Absolutely.
And so, right?
That, yes.
And so, so that just, you know, so at that point it was like, I was just like really immersing myself and really trying to understand, you know, my life and how it was unfolding. And I knew at a certain point that, you know what, I'm not really meant to be working in an office. Like, you know, there are some reasons why I've gone through everything that I've gone through in my life. And I saw and felt the profound changes that have happened for me. I'm a totally different person, and I wanted to be able to help people on this journey too, and not have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars and, you know, hours and hours of in training and, you know, reading. And so I opened up my business after I finished the Reiki mastership. And so to how it all led to self-love was I had been doing a lot of the inner work, a lot of the healing and the physical healing and the emotional healing, but my area of my love life was still out of balance. I was attracting relationships that weren't, they were more respectful, they weren't faithful, they weren't really seeing me for who I was. And I remember just one night, just like, sitting on my living room floor. It was a weekend night. I was lonely. I was, I could still almost feel it in my chest, like the pain that I had in my heart about just this thing that was quote unquote missing from my life. And I sat there and I just heard from above, you know, God, the angels, the universe, just tell me that I needed to take everything that I've been learning and focus it in on myself, even on a deeper level. And just what began to come to me and unfold were what is my radical self-love program, how I bring clients through radical self-love and healing their hearts and healing their past pain and helping them release the beliefs that they have about themselves and just going just a lot deeper, because self-love isn't just about, you know, self-care, like pedicures and manicures and whatnot. It's so much deeper. Mm-hmm. And once I, you know, put myself through all of this, everything in my life changed. Because it was mm-hmm. like everything that is in our experience is, in my belief, based on the relationship that we have with ourselves.
Absolutely. And once you started acknowledging that, what would you say is the most significant thing that you learned about yourself through, you know, leaving corporate and opening your own business and the weight loss and the relationships? What do you think that you learned the most?
I've learned so much. I would say that it's like the most important person in the world is yourself. And so that doesn't mean that we're selfish and we don't care about other people or I don't care about other people. It means that if I'm not taking care of myself, if I'm not honoring myself, if I'm not respecting myself, then the decisions I make, the choices I make are, you know, not going to be in line with what I truly want for myself. And then everything around me is going to reflect that relationship.
Absolutely, because that all radiates out from you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how would you say that your life has changed since incorporating self-love into your own life?
Well, I'd say it's, for For me, life is more of a dance now than a struggle or being taken over by waves of emotions and circumstances. You know, it's just like we just said, like the outer is a reflection of what's going on within. And now that I have more peace within myself, you know, I'm you know, more grounded in who I am. I'm more confident in who I am. The people around me, my friendships, I have people in my life that love and accept me for who I am. I'm more comfortable in my own body. I've learned to stop taking responsibility for other people's feelings, and I allow my own. I'm so much easier on myself, and the world responds differently. So, you know, there was times in my life where it seemed like everybody was rude and angry, you know, the grocery store clerks or the people on the road. And now it's just, I just feel connected to everyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So self-love has like really helped me create a deeper trust in the process of life and faith that everything is working out for my highest and best good. And I know that as I take care of myself and show, I show others how to treat and respect me. Because I could see, like, as I was, you know, making the shift about how I was talking to myself, how I was treating myself, the people around me changed.
Absolutely, because, we know as energy healers that as you change, what you project out into the world comes from within. So, and then that affects those around you also.
Right, right. And it's interesting because it's like even going through the energy medicine training, and there was a lot of deep personal work that, you know, we had to do in order for us to be, you know, fully prepared and present for the people that we were going to work with, you know, there was still that piece that was hasn't been taught. I mean, I haven't seen it taught anywhere so much about the deeper parts about, you know, having, you know, respect for yourself, the way you talk to yourself, what you think, you know, how what your thoughts are about yourself, what you say to yourself when you're looking in the mirror.
Absolutely. I believe your self-thoughts are play a huge role in your own life and in the lives of others around you.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're at that point in the show where we need to take a short commercial break. So okay. This is Joe Homar, and you're listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. We'll be back soon to further our discussion with Kelly Ann regarding self-love.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Homar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today.
Are you moving at the speed of everything else? If you are, then you probably don't seem to have the time to connect to your inner spirit, voice, and power. Haven't you wanted to connect with yourself again? Tune in to Intuitively Speaking with host Shauna Gulbrand. You'll be empowered to get reacquainted with who you are. You can find your sense of purpose, learn, and heal with Shauna. This awareness can affect your life and those around you. Intuitively Speaking airs live on Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we have our special guest, Kellyanne Matuszkiewicz, sharing with us her wisdom as it relates to self-love. More about Kellyanne and her services can be found on her website, kellyannecorry.com, and Corey is spelled with a C, C-O-R-Y. And from her website, you can find direct links to her Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn accounts. Welcome back, Kellyanne.
Thank you.
So as we continue our discussion around self-love, can you talk to us a little about creating healthy boundaries and how that can be beneficial?
Absolutely. Oh, man, I remember before I had healthy boundaries or even knew what it was, I was, you know, doing things that I didn't want to do. I was, agreeing to things, being places I didn't want to be, and I just wasn't honoring my own inner needs or desires. And so healthy boundaries is definitely part of radical self-love. And so here's one of the things that I say to my clients is that when you are saying yes to something or someone else, make sure you're not saying no to yourself. So it's like, you know, even the family quote-unquote obligations that we have, or those home parties that you truly don't have any interest in, or the verbal or assumed agreements that you have with others. Mm-hmm. So it's like, because the only one that we're responsible for is ourselves. And so, you know, people are afraid to say no out of fear of, you know, how another person will respond, or guilt or obligation. But when we aren't, when we're doing things for others and not taking care of ourselves, that's, you know, we're just not taking care of ourselves. Like, so I say to them on the other side of this is give yourself permission to say yes to your no. Because you teach other people how to treat you by how you treat you. And so you end up going to, say, some event that you really don't want to be at, and you're resentful and you're angry, and, you know, you can't even blame the other person or, you know where you're at, because you decided to be there. And now you're there and you're angry and resentful, and you're feeling, you know, just upset for being there. So it's really just your responsibility to take care of you and make sure that if you're agreeing to something, like, you really want to be there. Because, you know, think about it. Like, if you were invited to a party and you really didn't want to be there, I mean, how, like, really happy and joyful and, you know, are you going to be when you're there?
Right. And yeah. One thing to note is that when you start saying no, or realizing that it's not a place where you want to be, and, you know, something else is in your better interest, it can be uncomfortable when you first start doing that, because it goes against what you've been doing for a long time in most cases.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can feel a little bit uncomfortable at first, but then as the more you do it and the more you pay attention to yourself and your own needs and your own wants and your own desires, it does get easier, and then it becomes like your new way of thinking.
Absolutely. That's an excellent point. Yeah, it's definitely going to be uncomfortable when, I mean, I've made some uncomfortable choices and decisions, but for myself, I mean, it's showing myself that I care about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And along with creating these healthy boundaries, that also leads into making yourself a priority, and how doing that will benefit you in other areas of your life.
Yeah, so when we make ourselves a priority, so, you know, it's even in the smallest things. If we just give ourselves 5 minutes in the morning to just kind of, you know, ease ourselves into the day, or set an intention for the day, or give ourselves a little massage, or, you know, take some deep breaths before we jump out into the day. I mean, if you just imagine how different your entire day will be versus, like, slamming the alarm, jumping out, trying to get, you know, all crazy ready for the day. So, you know, just even 5 minutes throughout the day. And even like other priorities. So say we make these agreements with ourselves that we want to improve our health, or, you know, we want to do that hobby that fills our spirit, or, you know, we want to deepen our friendship. And so it's like when we start making ourselves a priority, those decisions and choices line up much easier. And we're more available to other people when we're taking care of ourselves and when we're happy.
Absolutely. And, and when you set yourself as a priority, you just feel like you're moving through life with a little bit more ease and a little bit more freedom.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Because, I mean, just like we said about the, you know, the healthy boundaries, it's like, you know, if we've pushed our workout aside and, you know, we haven't gotten to our hobby, or, you know, we're not fulfilling our spirit and we're doing things for all these other people, I mean, just it's naturally that resentment is going to build up, and then our temper is short, and, you know, we're cranky, and then we're emotionally eating, or, you know, we're shopping with money we don't have. So it's really like it starts off with like the simplest things of like, you know, what do I need today? I know people say, oh, I'm too busy for myself, or, and it's like, well, I mean, you know, if you're not going to make time for you, no, you know, we can't expect anybody else to make time for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And so many people that I talk with, they very easily fall into that emotional eating or the needless shopping for things that they really don't need, and they just put it in their closet, and, you know, it has a tag on it, and still in 6 months down the road. You know, we've all been there. We've all done that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, what I found in my journey is that, and I hadn't even realized I was doing this, but I was an emotional eater, because I didn't have the tools to manage the emotions and the energy that was attached to those emotions that would come up when I was feeling disappointed in myself, or ashamed, or embarrassed, or lonely, or sad. You know, it was just like there's a, you know, the food, and that's just something we're taught. I mean, I can remember falling off my bike and, like, you know, somebody be like, here's a piece of candy, or here's an ice cream, here, you'll feel better. I mean, that's something that we're kind of taught to help, you know, smooth out our emotions. And it's, you know, it's not easy to break that habit, but it's totally possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely takes a while to get away from that conditioning. You know, especially the older that you are, the more conditioning you were exposed to. So it does take a while to kind of like retrain your thought process.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And that's a lot of what I do in my work with clients, is like, and that's part of what one of my talents is, that I can have a conversation with somebody and I can actually hear really what it's all about. You know, it's like, you know, because we have, like, we have so many thoughts going through our mind throughout the day. You know, we're only aware of such a small amount of them. And, you know, it's our thoughts and our beliefs that actually help us, you know, create our choices and our decisions. And, yeah.
Yeah. And as humans, we're just so quick to move on to the next thing. We don't fully process the emotions behind situations. And then it just ends up being a snowball effect.
Exactly. Exactly.
So slowing down is really important, you know, slowing down and just really taking the time to think about, you know, what is it that is going to benefit me, and how do I put myself a priority, and how do I set these boundaries? It's just very important for people to start thinking about.
Yeah, and just like you said with about, you know, the saying no, and so it's as you're starting to make yourself a priority and as you're starting to take more time for yourself, there is going to be a little bit of adjustment, because now maybe it means you're not spending as much time with your partner or you know, or your friends or whatever. But when you take that time for yourself, you're so much more available to the people in your life.
And you be, when that happens, I find it that I'm a lot more receptive to what is going on around me also.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, how so? What do you mean?
that you're just more open to other people's and how they're interacting with you, and like you really opens your eyes and gives you the bigger picture.
Yes, right? Instead of like going through the motions, right? Just going through these habits. It's like now there's more of an awareness.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's very valuable for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly. So self-love is not selfish. It's actually it benefits everybody.
Yeah, it's nurturing to you. It's nurturing to those around you, those who you want in your life.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. When we start to, to take care of ourselves in these ways by having healthy boundaries and taking time for ourselves, it actually helps other people, gives other people an example of how to do that for themselves. And the important thing that I tell my clients is that as you are making these changes in your life, obviously we want to be respectful and caring about the people that are in our lives, but we are not responsible for how they respond or how they feel about it, or, it's not for us to pick up their guilt or any of that stuff. It's like, we are the most important people in our lives, and we can't be moving through life living for other people.
Right. And you could also be pleasantly surprised as you're making the changes if the other people around you in your life, they notice the changes that you're making. It could have a positive effect on those people also and bring an awareness to them, and they slowly start making changes also.
Joe, that is like an excellent point. I mean, I'd say more times than not, that's what happens. I see people are afraid to make these changes because they're afraid how everybody else around them is going to respond. Mm-hmm. But you actually become this beautiful, shining example of how to like live a full, happy life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talk about relationships, a lot of people have questions around relationships. Can you talk to us a little bit about some of the major barriers there are to attracting love and how to attract the love that you want in your life?
Absolutely. So I actually have three common barriers that I talk about. And the first common barrier is buried beliefs. So the first thing I want to clarify, though, is that when I'm doing my work with my clients, it's not so much about digging into the past or unveiling old wounds or looking at our shadows or, digging up our childhood traumas. It's about looking at what is presenting right now. How is life responding to us? And so one of the common barriers to attracting love and relationship is buried beliefs. So, what do you believe about love? And so beliefs such as, and these things sometimes we speak out loud and sometimes they're just kind of buried in there, that all the good ones are taken. If I open up to love, I'll get hurt again. I can't trust. Love isn't safe. And a lot of these buried beliefs come from protection mechanisms and walls that people build up to keep them, quote unquote, safe from the exact thing that we want, love. So my solution to, moving through this barrier is to, the barrier of buried beliefs is to just begin to pay attention to what you're saying, and it'll give you a clue to what your buried beliefs are about attracting love. If you're going through a park and you're, noticing a couple and you're angry or you're, making negative comments about it, that's a good indicator that there's some opportunity to do some healing and releasing. Because when we can appreciate what we see, it just makes us more available to have it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So the second common barrier is past pain. Like I said, we don't dig a lot into this, but it does show up. So childhood traumas, past relationships, any embarrassment, shame, humiliation, abuse that we suffered. And that's my gentle healing process. I guide my clients to release these past pains and so that they can be fully available to the love that they desire. And what I've noticed is that people are afraid to look at some of this stuff, but it's It's there. It's weaved through your life already. And it's like, you know, when we have these past pains, it's like a beach ball that we're trying to hold underwater because, you know, we don't want to look at them. We don't want to face them. We don't want them to affect our life anymore, but they're still kind of there. So it actually takes more energy to not face some of these things than it does to just allow them to just come up and, you know, be released. Again, it's not like digging in, but in my work with my clients, I use my intuition and I read their energy to see where these walls have been built up and these patterns are set. And so it's like you probably know some people who attract the same relationship over and over and over again. So that's another example of a past pain. It's like, okay, you know, we gotta see what's at the core of this so that we can allow it to make a shift, to be in alignment with what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third is the relationship to yourself. So there, you know, it's all self-love, but it's, you know, how do you feel about yourself? One area, especially is what I call it the not enoughness syndrome. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough. I'm not pretty enough. I don't know enough. I'm not thin enough. Any of that enough stuff. Because how you feel about yourself is going to attract similar relationships. And when you feel this way about yourself, the people that, you know, come into your life are going to treat you the same way. This is an underlying energetic vibration that people pick up on. You know, we can't see it, but they sense it.
Yeah, I think those are some great barriers to bring to the forefront so that people have an understanding that, you know, these are real things and that there are solutions.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. And we're going to pick up there when we come back from a short commercial break. This is Joe Holmeyer, and you listen to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. We'll be back soon to further our discussion with Kelly Ann regarding self-love.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Holmeyer visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today. Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. You're tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Holmeyer or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Holmeyer, and today we have our special guest, Kellyanne Maniskevich, sharing with us her wisdom as it relates to self-love. More about Kellyanne and her services can be found on her website, kellyannecorey.com, And from her website, you can also find direct links to her Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn accounts. Welcome back, Kellyanne.
Thank you.
So before we went on commercial break, we were talking about relationships. And can you share with us why protecting yourself by bringing the right people into your life is so important when it comes to self-love?
Yeah, that's actually a great question, Joe. And the thing is like, I don't believe that we need to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. I believe that the people that come into our lives are exactly what we need. So people come in for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Now, some people come in and the relationships or the interactions can be very challenging. And this is where radical self-love comes into play, is that, you know, even sometimes family relationships aren't healthy for ourselves. And radical self-love will show us that, okay, you know, this relationship isn't serving me. It's actually harming me. I can't break out of a childhood pattern. I don't know how to stand up for myself. I don't have a voice. And sometimes we just have to walk away. And so we don't necessarily have to protect ourselves from people that come in, but just have the inner power and the self-love to be able to know when it's time to walk away, whether, you know, a family, a romantic relationship, a friendship, a job. That's why it's like when we're learning to, you know, what radical self-love really is about, you know, sometimes we have to make some more difficult or challenging choices, but what happens is that it's been in my experience is that, you know, anytime that I've walked away, life has opened up for me so much more. Because it's like when I'm showing myself love, I mean, it just increases my capacity to love and interact with other people.
Yeah, it just opens up so many other and new doors for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like when that relationship ended, my 11-year relationship, I really did think my life was over. I mean, all of my friends were either married and had kids or, you know, married twice even, had kids, you know, the house with the white picket fence. And I thought, wow, what am I going to do now? You know, but that was my belief system at the time. I thought, like, by then I should have this and this and this checked off. And when that didn't happen, I just thought everything was falling apart. And it was actually the best thing that happened because it put me on this path of, you know, spirituality and healing and service to the world.
Yeah, and the self-discovery that you went to wouldn't have happened if you didn't have that experience.
Absolutely not. No. You know, and ending that relationship was not an easy decision, but I had a choice of either, you know, continuing to just kind of be a zombie through my life, numbing myself out, or to, you know, move through this short period of time of fear and unknowing and just, you know, and just trusting that there has to be something better on the other side of all of this.
Absolutely. And you use the word trust. And for me, that is a big word and an important word. And mm-hmm. I've always used that word throughout my life. And I could think back to many difficult decisions I had to make about moving forward. And I just trusted that although this decision is uncomfortable at the time, that this is either not how I want to live my life or this is what I want to do, and just trusted that making the decision was going to work out.
Absolutely. I have goosebumps on my arms right now about that. Yeah, right, because, I mean, some of these choices and decisions that we have to make, I mean, my mind would say, what are you doing? That makes, you know, that's crazy. Like, what are you doing? You don't even know what you're stepping into. And when you have that inner trust and that deep connection with yourself, you just know. There's just this knowing that it's, you know, it's the best next thing for you.
Mm-hmm. And as energy workers, as we are, we know that if we're not practicing self-love, we are really suppressing the energy potential that is available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we start expressing self-love and working with self-love, your energy field just opens up so much more, and it just brings so much more of what you want into your life.
That's such a great point, because in the beginning of my journey, or actually even before this journey, I was looking outside of myself for things to change. I was looking for, the man to change, if he only treated me differently, or if my boss was nicer, or if this diet worked, then everything would be great, And what it really is about is that there is nothing outside of you that is more valuable or worthy than yourself and your relationship with yourself. And as that love, self-love grows, like you said, everything, so much more is available to you.
Yeah, that's completely my philosophy and moving forward. I mean, it always wasn't that way. There was a long period of time when I didn't even know what that even meant. But now, since I know it really rings true.
Yeah, I had no idea. When someone once said to me, "Oh, you need to love yourself more," I was like, "What are you talking about? Like, I love myself." Yeah, but the people were walking all over me. Boyfriends were cheating on me. I was struggling with weight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in those situations that you aren't reaching your full potential, in the corporate job or in the relationship, and, going through life as emotions of what you feel that is expected of you.
Exactly. Right. Those expectations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many people fall into that trap.
Totally. And that's even some of the unwinding that I've had to do for myself personally, and that I help my clients do it, deal with. Because it's like, we are told, like I was saying, I thought I was supposed to have the relationship and be married by this age. And it's like all these false expectations that only set us up to fail.
Right. And really it's, it comes from, society and societal norms that others impose on you.
Yes. Right? And then what happens is then when we're not living up to these expectations or these norms, just because it's not in our life path, for example, I was just told, you got to get into corporate, But, I broke free from that and I'm doing my own thing, and I had to kind of unwind some of that programming. And it's just, I work with clients who even have been in their 60s and 50s who aren't married yet. And, we're healing the shame and the embarrassment and all of those outer expectations. And, when you let go of all that stuff on the outside, your life is so much better and grander. And, it's like, we never know really what's going on in anybody else's life. And, being, in a relationship isn't any better than being single, and being single isn't any better. It's just like, are you living your life fully the way that you're meant to be living it?
Right. And is it what you truly want to be doing?
Exactly. Exactly.
And not what someone else wants you to do or what someone else expects you to do.
Right. Again, we go back to the hard decisions. It's like, really deciding for ourselves what is for our best.
Absolutely. And, when I first started practicing that, I've had people tell me, you're a little self-centered. Like, really?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that people will project on us or another person what they can't do for themselves.
Right.
When we start saying no to others, they may get angry, but it's really more likely that they're angry at themselves because they can't say no.
Right. Yeah, they don't have the understanding of what's truly happening.
Right.
And I do want to get into how you help others stand in their power and to go about making adjustments. But I think I'm going to stop here to take the commercial break. So I don't want to, you know, cut you off when you're in the middle of responding to that. So we're going to stop here for a moment and take a commercial break. This is Joe Holmar, and you're listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. We'll be back soon to further our discussion with Kellyanne regarding self-love.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Holmar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today.
Tune in to Angel Healing Party with Andrea Keller, an angel intuitive, as your guide. Join in on the fun as Andrea channels the angels. You never know who will show up or what they will say. The angels are our guests. Ask them whatever is on your heart. Andrea is a professional healthcare worker and certified angel card reader. She brings her education, personal life experiences, and sensitivity to channeling the angels into every show. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Holmar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Holmar. And today we have our special guest, Kellyanne Maniskevich, sharing with us her wisdom as it relates to self-love. More about Kellyanne and her services can be found on her website, Kellyanne Corry, that's KellyannCorry.com. And from her website, you can find direct links to her Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn accounts. Welcome back, Kellyanne.
Thank you, Joe.
So before we went to commercial break, I did want to pose another question to you about how you help others stand in their power and to go about making adjustments.
Yeah, that's a good question. The, I think that sometimes when I talk about standing in your power, initially people are, could be put off a little bit. So just like, self-love, like, you know, people were saying that you were being self-centered and, you know, even in one of the dictionaries online, it says to be conceited. So when I talk about power, some people believe that or feel as though, like, when you're standing in your power, that you're taking away something from someone else or you're having power over someone. And it has nothing to do with that. Being in your power just means being connected to all of who you are, you know, owning your beliefs, owning your choices, and just having zero apologies for, you know, who you are in this world. And so some of the ways that I talk to people about standing in your power, some of them we've kind of talked about throughout today, but, you know, just, you know, speak your truth. Even if you're afraid, even if you're, you know, scared, nervous, your voice shakes, whatever it is. And because, like we said before, is like the more that you speak your truth, the more you, that you do these things, the easier it gets. And you've set examples for how you expect others to treat you too. And then you also give people examples of how they can stand more in their power. Another example of, you know, gaining your personal power, standing in your power, is owning your desires. Like truly knowing what you want for yourself, honoring them, following through. You know, so if it's, you know, you want to take a painting class, or you want to learn how to play guitar, or, you know, even the simplest things, you know, on a Friday night, do you want pizza or do you want Thai food? You know, it's like really just honoring what's going on for yourself. And then another way is to gain your personal power is to not blame anyone else or anything else for what has happened or is happening in your life. Because when something's happening in our lives and, you know, we want to blame the other person, we're actually giving our power over to the other person. We're saying, oh, I'm a victim to what you're doing to me. And, you know, it's just like if we can just take responsibility for what is happening, you know, it's a part of what, you know, we're creating in our life. We maintain our power and then from that point, in that powerful place, we can make those changes in our lives. We can make the adjustments. We can stand up and say, hey, this is not how I want you to treat me, or I'm walking away from this relationship or this job or and such. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a good point to bring up about not blaming others and to taking the responsibility that, and knowing that you could make the change yourself.
Yeah. It was really hard to make a change from a place of feeling like we're not in power, we don't have control, or somebody else has power over us. And the same thing, too, with like holding on to stuff from the past. And, you know, what the ex, you know, I talk to clients who, or even, you know, I hear, you know, from friends and acquaintances is that, like, it's all about the ex, and the ex did this, and the ex did that. And it's like, you know, don't even discuss it. It's like, you know, it's like it's in the past, and, you know, by keep feeding that energy, you're giving away your power, and you're staying stuck there. So take your power back, decide what you want for yourself, and make those decisions and choices for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if there's stuff that you just can't change, then accept that. You know, accept that you can't change it and stop worrying about it.
Yeah, move on and save that energy to put it towards something positive that you want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of this, I think forgiveness plays a role in this also.
Yeah.
What's your take on forgiveness and not being so hard on yourself? And I think that's a big part of self-love for myself.
Oh, it's such a huge part. Man, yeah, I mean, you know, the way that I would even talk to myself. So it's like, all right, so we, you know, we've made some mistakes in our past. We've made past, and we've made, you know, decisions that weren't the best or choices. But, like, what is the point in continuing to beat ourselves up or make ourselves wrong or feel guilty about what happened in the past? You know, it's like, it's the way that I, like the metaphor that I have, it's like we're walking around with a backpack and, you know, we're throwing all these things that, you know, that are wrong with us or that we've done wrong, and we're carrying around through our lives. And, you know, when we can forgive ourselves and we can let those things go, you know, we're more forgiving of others. We're more open to others. And, you know, and we're not attracting people into our lives that are, or, you know, would be repeating those same kind of unforgiveness patterns on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people, when they hear the word forgiveness, they think it's for other people. But I always like to start with it, and, you know, forgiveness is for yourself. Forgive yourself first and then see, you know.
Yeah, exactly. We're so much easier on other people, you know, when we're easy on ourselves. And then, you know, it just has such an impact on how we deeply feel about ourselves. Because those thought patterns aren't running around in our brain about how we, you know, we messed up or how we're wrong or how we're bad. You know, mm-hmm. We've got to forgive ourselves.
Absolutely. And I do want to give you some time during this broadcast today to talk to us about your Radical Self-Love course. So can you describe to the listening audience what this is and how they can benefit from it?
Sure. So for people who want to start to explore what self-love is and, you know, if they want to go a little bit further and what this conversation was all about, I do have a free course on my website. It's a course in radical self-love, and it actually goes through 2 weeks. You'll get an email every other day with a prompt or a teaching or something that will help you to go a little bit deeper and help you maybe shift some of the way that you're moving through life with more of a focus of self-love. And so some of the benefits that people get from this or what they can expect is just being more accepting of ourselves. Just like, you know, not like we were just saying about forgiveness. You know, when we make a mistake, you know, you're going to start to feel more accepting of who you are. You're going to start to feel more comfortable inside your own body and your mind. You know, your inner love vibration increases as, you know, you're starting to put more attention on yourself. You'll have deeper connections with other people, and you'll get some, you know, rituals and routines that you can continue to use to expand and increase your energy. And what's so great is that as, you know, we focus on ourselves and start to make these, you know, just small shifts. It feels really big in the beginning, but when we start to make these shifts, life starts to respond in different ways and miracles start happening. It starts to feel more magical and the other thing is just to feel safe being in your power and being the love and the light that you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And unfortunately, we're all out of time for today. So thank you, Kellyanne, for being a guest on the show.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure having you on and talking about such an important topic today.
Thank you.
You can find out more about Kellyanne and her services at KellyanneCorey.com. And don't forget to submit your manifestation notes for my full moon ceremony by signing up for my newsletter by visiting my website at BountifulBlessingCT.com. I'd like to thank you for listening to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and we'll talk again next Thursday, August 28th, 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, for my show on Meeting Your Spirit Guides. Thank you and be well.
Thank you for joining us for Guidance from Above. You are not alone. Join Joe Homar again for another edition next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. This week, see what messages await you.